discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated. Welcome to the ExitCoachRadio.com network and the Retirement Matters Radio Show, where you can hear cutting-edge ideas and strategies to help you plan ahead for your retirement years. Every week, we interview top advisors, authors, and business owners to help you plan with clarity and confidence. And now, here's your host, Buck Blanton.
Well, we're back. We wanted to introduce our second guest of the day is Chris Gould of Gould Design Incorporated. Chris, how are you today?
Thank God. How are you today?
Very good. Very good. I wanted to take an opportunity and just mention, I think I did at the top part of the show, that Chris's business is a family-owned business. It's operated with a partnership between MyTech USA and MyTech Canada, and is part of an association we do business with called the Structural Building Components Association. And so I wanted to take a second and let Chris tell us a little bit more about Gould Design and a little bit about himself.
Christopher Gould, Gould Design, president of. I started this business as an individual designer, recognizing a need in the industry for component designs. We specialize mostly in truss design for the building industry. We also do wall panels, EWP, et cetera. Really, the need arose with the downturn of the economy. A lot of good designers were laid off, and now that the economy's resurging, I'm seeing a huge influx of growth and need placement. Some of these guys that were let go or retired or downsized, whatever you want to say, they're just afraid to come back. You know, the security in the industry has really hurt, and it's allowed us to flourish here in the last several years.
I can imagine. Chris, tell us a little bit about what your ideal customer looks like and the person that you might be doing some design for. I know those are truss companies and other affiliated groups. Is that correct?
That's correct. Our ideal client is either a component manufacturer or an engineer. Being that our relationship with MyTech is exclusive, we're only allowed to perform designs for MyTech clients. We do offer consultations for others in the industry to share our expertise and to help them learn not to make mistakes that they may not be aware that they're making. But the ideal client is a small to mid-size component manufacturer, somewhere between the $10 and $20 million per year revenue range. One that's open-minded. A lot of what we run into is companies that are either ill-prepared or flying by the seat of their pants, kind of this is how we've always done it mentality. And our biggest goal is to educate them on different ways to do it. Not that we're going to share anyone's information, because we have confidential relationships with all of our customers, but, you know, suggestions can be made. Being that we've done work all over North America, we've seen it done a whole bunch of different ways, and a 5 or 10 minute conversation can go a long way to opening the eyes of more profitable, more productive, more efficient ways of getting it done. So I guess the ideal client would be one that's open-minded, that's not afraid to change.
Yeah, it's after the downturn in the economy. Do you think that opened this up for people to be more open-minded, or do you think they went toward what they knew even more so?
Both, actually. It depends really on the scope of their work. I started the business in 2006 as an individual, and I gained the privilege of the MyTech relationship with the Canadian side in 2009. And it wasn't until 2012 that I gained the same relationship with the United States side. So, you know, I mean, honestly, the resistance comes from wanting someone in-house that they can control the workflow, the time spent. They want to have somebody in the office that they can see, that can answer the phone, that can handle the salesman's questions. And, you know, this day and age with internet technology, there's a beautiful little program called Skype that does just that. We act as an independent entity, but also with that constant connection to them. So the hardest part, though, really is just getting them to see the viability of it. There's a lot of guys out there that are also doing this without that type of relationship, without the legal parameters, you know, and I say that meaning the confidentiality, the transparency, the software relationship, and the insurance needed to perform with integrity. So a lot of people out there have tried this through one of those other sources unsuccessfully. And, you know, the guy disappeared at the first sign of trouble, or there was a mistake and nobody was willing to answer to it. You know, I can't speak to specifics. I'm just giving you what I've been told through 200 sales calls. But, you know, at the end of the day, in this industry, it either fits or it doesn't. There's no gray area. And when we make excuses or try to place the blame on somebody else, that hurts the whole industry because the customers purchased the product. They've provided the plan. They've given you all the scope of work. And the manufacturer's job is to produce according to that plan. When there's a deviation, you know, the old adage in the industry says it's always the trust company's fault, which isn't true. It's a matter of planning and perfection is the goal, but there's going to be slip-ups. There's going to be a misplate. There's going to be a quantity difference or a broken truss or some type of variation that causes a delay or a hiccup, whatever you want to say. And that's really where the relationship is built, is the response to that and how the solution is derived.
Excellent. Chris, one of the things we talked about on the phone, and I think this is one thing that you might say would set you apart and differentiate you from others, is that your team has over 250 years of component design experience. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's correct. We seek out the very best in the industry. We have a very thorough training program that we put our people through, not only for math skills, for 3D skills, but we also take it to the next level and test their personalities. We give them what's called the DISC, the D-I-S-C. And in addition to that, we also run them through the Clifton Strengths Finder so that we can highlight their strength and work them in a play. I mean, most companies will bring somebody in, understand what they do, and try to make them better on their weaknesses. Our thing is putting someone in a place to excel at their strengths and allow them the chance to develop their weaknesses. So through our screening process, which is very unique, we're able to do this and identify team players that are in it for the long haul, because not only are we a remote company, but the people that work with Google Design also work remotely. So time management, the efficiency, how you handle scheduling. I've been doing this for almost 9 years now as an independent, and I've developed a very thorough screening program, and it's what we call professional development. We have the unique situation of being in an industry that provides engineered components, but there's no place in the world that you can go to learn how to do that. It's 100% on-the-job training, learning from a mentor, some type of experience that's gained, at the expense of the component manufacturer. So that being said, it's very, very unique, the range of skills that some have. And I say that meaning one guy may be sitting on doing track builds all day long. The next guy sitting next to him may be working on custom homes, and the guy two desks away does nothing but multifamily. In order for us to perform, we have to share that knowledge. We hold weekly company meetings where we touch on things. We have private training sessions and mentoring. I've offered this to my customers as well, and believe it or not, I've trained myself out of work before by training the people that we do work for to help them do their job better so they don't need us anymore. So our focus is really on service and making that grow and allowing everyone to capture and recognize their strength.
One of the things you mentioned when we talked before was GDI pays it forward. Can you go into that a little bit and explain to our listeners what that means?
Pay it forward is a concept about giving something without the expectation of receiving. It's based on a model of I help one person, that person helps another person, that person helps another person. It just keeps the chain of good deeds circulating through the world. A few ways that we pay it forward is through charitable contributions, service work, supporting the industry associations and organizations. It depends on your scope of business as to what that means. But if someone was to go look in my LinkedIn profile and see that I support, 30 to 50 charities regularly, they would probably be surprised. And for me, it's all about shining some more light into the world. I'm making a difference, helping somebody else to give them the opportunity to help somebody else and feel good about it at the end of the day. So there's a movie on that concept that others can watch starring Helen Hunt. If somebody has an interest, that it's simply it's about a kid that comes up with this idea in school and he does it. And by the time that the movie ends, it's traveled across the globe with this simple yet selfless concept.
Excellent. We're talking with Chris Gould of Gould Design Incorporated. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to ask him about some tips, some ideas, or maybe even precautions that can help people in the component industry and from his design capability. Hold on and be right back with you.
What does it mean to you when I say the words ultimate business owner? Does it mean your employees are engaged in your business and running the business smoothly? Does it mean you have more time on your hands? Does it mean you have all the cash flow that you need and business is going well and growing? Well, to be an ultimate business owner is hard work. You need to get started today. So call Steve Beatty at ultimatebusinessowner.com. He's got a free book for you and other materials to help you become an ultimate business owner. That's ultimatebusinessowner.com. Get in touch with Steve today.
We're here with Chris Gould of Gould Design Incorporated, and we're at that segment, Chris, that we want to ask you to maybe share a couple of success stories that you've had with some of your customers, or maybe give us a few tips or precautions for the listeners to understand how to better do what they do.
Well, the biggest tip, obviously, is planning. So with the change in the industry and the demand being short in the design aspect, a lot of recruiters are out there. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but they're poaching. They're taking from one guy and giving them to the next for a hefty fee. It's unfortunate. The biggest tip that I would give anyone is to plan ahead. There's a beautiful book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, written by Dr. Stephen Covey, that talks about quadrant 2 thinking. It's where you break down into 4 quadrants between important, non-important, urgent, and not urgent. Quadrant 2 being non-urgent, important things. Most of us spend our day working in quadrant 3, which is urgent but not important. Or even worse, in quadrant 4, which is not urgent, not important. As business owners, we spend a lot of time working in quadrant 1, which is urgent and important. Responding to email, making sure that everybody's getting paid on time, collections, receivables, workflow. But the things that really propel us to growth are the ones that work in quadrant two, which are not urgent, but are important. So if anyone hasn't read that book, I'd highly recommend it. And also, there's another one, Seven Habits of Highly Effective Families, Seven Habits of Highly Effective Managers. And then he came out with a brilliant book called The Eighth Habit. I could talk about that subject all day long, but for me, the biggest tip is planning. What is planning? Well, sure, it's writing a business plan. It's having goals, making projections. But more than that, it's sharing it with an educated professional, whether it be a business coach, a lawyer, an accountant. When I first got the relationship with MyTech and the work was just flowing in, I made the mistake of trying to do a lot of it myself without consulting anyone. And it worked out, but it was a lot of work. I was working 70, 80, 90, 100 hours a week at one point, and it was hurting my family. You know, I have four children. I'm a spiritual person, so I was putting everything else in that quadrant one category of urgent and important via work, and then putting my family in the not important, not urgent category. So I sought out a business coach. His name was Dave Josephson with The Growth Coach, and he really put me in the perspective. He laid it out, showed me what I needed to do, and gave me the guidance and that accountability that we lack as doing it ourselves. We can deny the truth. We can make excuses. But when we put it in front of somebody else and they're holding us accountable to it, it makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Give us a couple of client success stories that you've had and how the difference of having Google Design Incorporated with those clients made a big difference.
I could give you several, but I'll focus on one in this case. I was called out to do a consultation at a brand new customer in Canada. They were growing, and they wanted some guidance. And the owner was really receptive. The staff was really receptive. I spent 4 days there. First day is interviewing, getting to know the business. Second day is training. Third day is training and growth. And then fourth day is about implementation strategies and techniques. This was last December 2013. We're sitting here 8 months later, and the companies, not only have they grown, but they've been able to do something that a lot of companies don't do, which is take suggestions. You know, what good is an expert in a field if you don't listen to what they tell you? When I walked out of there, I left with 13 pages of implementation strategies and techniques, you know, a growth mechanism for this company who was doing about $2 million a year at the time. And they've since grown tremendously about that. When I was there, we identified one individual that wasn't there for the right reasons. That, you know, they let him go. And, you know, we sit here 8 months later and we're still doing their work on a weekly basis. We still have that relationship. And we're able to be there as a resource. You know, the goal in the consultation aspect is not necessarily to walk out of there with a customer. It's to give them the means not to use us. And I know that sounds crazy, but that's how my business model works. I base it on two things: one, spiritual principles, and two, integrity. And honestly, that's been the key factors in my success. When there is a problem, when there is an issue, because we're not perfect. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. But as I said before, it's how you respond to those mistakes. It's how you provide the solution. Another situation: we've got a large customer in Midwest. USA. They switched from Alpine to MyTech. We did all their conversion work. They piled a whole bunch of multifamily big stuff on us. they started having a couple of problems with the designs that we did. So rather than make excuses, we formulated a solution. We came up with an implementation plan of making the revisions, making the corrections necessary. And it looks like next month they're going to call me out there to help them grow their business in the same way. And these guys are doing close to $100 million a year. So,
wow.
You know, it's really, honestly, it comes down to how you respond in that heat of moment. As human beings, we have a tendency to react. And when we react, somebody else is in control of our feeling and our action. It's when we respond that we're able to give that true growth.
Excellent. Thank you, Chris. We've been talking with Chris Gould of Gould Design Incorporated. Chris, if you would, take a minute or two and just give out some of your contact information and also mention that prize-winning blog. I've had the opportunity to read your blog on a couple of occasions, and I know it's won awards in the last few years. So give us your contact information.
Yes, sir. Christopher Gould, my email address is cgould, C-G-O-U-L-D, at gouldesigninc.com, which is gouldesigninc.com. Website is gouldesigninc.com. Our blog is gouldesigninc.wordpress.com. LinkedIn, you can find me under Gould Design Inc. Same with Facebook and Twitter. Our blog, it's funny that you mention that because I never did change from the gouldesigninc.wordpress because we got nominated almost immediately after I created the blog. I never saw the value in it until 2012. Well, about 2 months after I created it, we got nominated for Best Construction Blog, and this was in 2012. We ended up finishing in second place. In 2013, we had the honor of winning this designation. And this is probably something else I should have mentioned in the pay it forward, but we spend a lot of time, a lot of effort trying to educate on our blog. You know, some of it is promotional, but, you know, I'd like to say it's 80-20 education and 20% promotional. If you read the one we post today, it's a classic example of how we pay it forward. An individual came to us, and he was out of the industry for several years. We ended up waiting a year for him to get the resources on his end. And, you know, here we are today with him being with us now about a year, just succeeding. You know, the post is called Success Comes in Cans, Not Cannots. I'm happy to share with anyone who wants to email me or contact me directly. You can reach me on a cell phone at 772-475-3583.
I appreciate it. Chris, thank you so much for being with us today. And we want to go ahead and close out our show today. That's it. I wanted to thank everybody for listening, and I hope you've heard something that would help you in some way with your future planning today. A big thank you to our guests, Doug Wilder of Wilder Success and Chris Gould of Gould Design Incorporated, and our sponsors, ECM Group LLC, The Ultimate Business Owner, and Exit Coach Radio. Remember, we update content daily, so please visit us often and tell your friends to find us at exitcoachradio.com. We're here to help you, our hero, the private business owner, with tips, ideas, and precautions so that you are well planned. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Retirement Matters Show with Buck Blanton on the exitcoachradio.com network, where we upload new 1-minute tips and 20-minute interviews every day from our expert host on a wide variety of topics. And if you're on the go, you can listen from your smartphone. Just type in exitcoachradio.com on your mobile browser. Come listen for a minute. For exitcoachradio.com, I'm Spike Reel saying so long for now. Discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated.